Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland, is a nonfiction political narrative by journalist Selena Zito. Drawing on her firsthand presence at the July 13, 2024 Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, the book reconstructs the attempted assassination, the immediate chaos, and the human consequences of the attack. It also places the event within Zito's larger long-running interest in working-class America, local culture, and the political meaning of places often treated as peripheral by national media. Rather than functioning as a conventional campaign book, it blends eyewitness reporting, political commentary, and regional portraiture. The result is an account of a specific crisis that also argues that the American heartland is central to understanding contemporary politics, public trust, and the emotional force behind Trump's support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a firsthand reconstruction of the Butler rally shooting, the book's core value comes from proximity. Zito was present at the rally and describes the assassination attempt as an eyewitness, which gives the narrative an immediacy that distant reporting cannot match. This perspective allows the book to move beyond summary and into the lived sequence of confusion, fear, and split-second reaction. The attack is not treated as an abstract political event, but as a real-time crisis involving the crowd, the stage, and the sudden collapse of normal campaign ritual. That eyewitness frame also helps explain why the book has attracted attention as a historical record. It seeks to preserve what happened before memory, softens it into a media headline. In that sense, the book is both reportage and documentation, aiming to fix the experience of Butler as a concrete moment in American political history. Secondly, Trump's response as a study in composure, symbolism, and self-presentation. A major thread in the book is Trump's reaction immediately after being shot. Zito emphasizes his refusal to be rushed away, his concern about avoiding panic, and his instinct to continue projecting strength in front of the crowd. The book presents this response not just as personal bravery or theater, but as a political performance that fits Trump's long-standing style of communicating through dominance, defiance, and resilience. Zito also reports his later conversations in which he reflects on survival, purpose, and what the moment meant for him. That adds a spiritual dimension to the narrative and shows how Trump himself interpreted the event as more than an assassination attempt. The book, therefore, examines leadership under threat through the lens of public symbolism, how a candidate behaves when his own vulnerability becomes visible, and how that behavior can shape public meaning long after the gunfire ends. Thirdly, security failure and the exposed limits of public protection. The attempted assassination is also used to examine institutional failure, especially the breakdown of security around a major political rally. The book highlights how a gunman was able to fire multiple shots before being stopped, raising obvious questions about planning, vulnerability, and crowd protection. This dimension matters because it shifts the book from a personal account into a critique of institutional readiness. Zito's account points toward the tension between routine political event management and the reality of violent threat. The significance is not limited to one rally. It suggests broader weaknesses in how public officials are protected in an era of heightened polarization and unpredictable violence. By foregrounding the security lapse, the book implicitly asks readers to consider whether institutions are equipped to handle modern political danger, and whether assumptions of normalcy can become dangerous in themselves. Fourthly, Butler County as a symbol of the American heartland. The subtitle is not decorative. The book makes Butler County and the surrounding region central to its argument about American politics. Zito uses the setting to explore the attitudes, values, and frustrations of working class and middle America, especially communities that feel ignored or misunderstood by national elites. Rather than treating the region as a backdrop for Trump, she frames it as a place with its own political logic, historical memory, and cultural identity. That is why the book connects the assassination attempt to broader questions about trust, belonging, and representation. It suggests that the emotional power of Trump in places like Butler cannot be understood only through polling or ideology. It must be read through regional identity and social alienation. This makes the book part political analysis and part civic portrait of a place that stands for much more than a single rally. Lastly, how the event reshaped political memory, media framing, and public interpretation. The book also matters because it intervenes in how the assassination attempt will be remembered. Zito's account pushes back against the tendency to flatten violent political events into short-lived news cycles. By combining personal testimony, local detail, and conversations with Trump, she tries to keep the attack from becoming just another partisan talking point or forgotten news item. The book's significance, therefore, extends into media criticism. It challenges the way national coverage can obscure the emotional and historical weight of events outside elite centers. It also shows how quickly narratives form around political violence including competing interpretations of motive, responsibility, and meaning. In this sense, the book is not only about what happened in Butler, but about who gets to define what happened afterward. That makes it useful for readers interested in memory, framing, and the politics of interpretation as much as in the event itself. In conclusion, Butler will appeal most to readers interested in contemporary American politics, political journalism, presidential security, and the cultural dynamics of the 2024 election. It is especially relevant for people who want a first-hand account of the Butler rally, rather than a retrospective summary, written from a distance. Readers seeking insight into Trump's conduct under crisis will find the book useful, as will those interested in how a single violent event can alter campaign narratives, media coverage, and public emotion. It also offers value to readers who care about the political identity of the American heartland, because Zito treats place as central rather than incidental. What distinguishes this book from similar political titles is its combination of eyewitness immediacy and regional perspective. It is not simply a crisis chronology, and it is not just a book about Trump. It is an attempt to connect a near-fatal moment to broader questions of belonging, institutional fragility, and national division. That blend makes it stand out in a crowded field of election books and political memoirs. For readers who want a factual, on-the-ground account that also tries to explain why Butler mattered beyond one afternoon in Pennsylvania, this book offers a distinctive and memorable perspective. If you would like to support Selena Zito, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.